Hey, hey, party people.
Blog Talk Radio.
Got Rufus on hold here. I will pick up. Oh, holy cow.
Welcome to the Hyper Sloth Happy Hour with your hosts, Zigzag and Rufus, coming to you live from planet Earth, courtesy of Smoke and Hits Records and Global Corp Industries. Now, grab a beer, put your feet up, and get ready for the Hyper Sloth Happy Hour!
Yellow. Hey, hey, people, we're having a little problems here, a little technical difficulty as usual. Me and Rufus, we just can't seem to get our shit together, but we're trying. Why don't you take a quick five and listen to the Alex Jones Pizza Party, who is, they're actually sponsoring tonight's show, Alex Jones Pizza Party, 4th and Main, in Roehampton, South Carolina.
Are you ready for the collapse of society as we know it? Have you prepared your family for the day the New World Order globalist tanks come barreling through your neighborhood while their jackbooted minions kick in your door? If so, then head on down to the Alex Jones Pizza Party Playland! Stocking up your underground bunker and fortifying your defenses against the pending government-sanctioned massacre takes a lot of work, but it ain't exactly fun. But that's where we come in! Come enjoy our never-ending pizza buffet, including all of your favorite frozen dried survival protein toppings. Quench your thirst at our urine recycling station, where you can turn your pee into an ice-cold beverage. Choose from any number of popular flavors, such as root beer, grape soda, and southern sweet tea. Mmm, your pee never tasted so good. And the kids will love our game room.
Thank you, Alex Jones Pizza Party. Hey, now, if you could turn your pee into a drink, beer not included, because you know what? I think that the world would just overflow with beer if people were turning their pee from drinking beer into pee, or I guess back into beer so they could drink it again. Would save a lot of money, though, no doubt about it. I dropped my joint here, so I'm going to have to get up for a second and look around. There it is. Luckily, it's in a 420 tube, so no damage done to the joint. I wish I knew how to get Rufus on here, if he was actually able to get his computer fired up and all shit situated. I'm going to spark a little dude, because you know why? Guess what, people? That's right. Today is my birthday. Going to have a good time. You know what, if you're not a Beatles fan, maybe this song is enough to turn someone into a Beatles fan. Call in if you want, 646-478-0616. We're taking all callers now! Wonder what other people have famous birthdays today. Let's see whose birthday is today. Because we're going to have a good time. Well, Al Roker's birthday was yesterday. Everybody knows that. Who has a famous birthday today? Let's see. Shimazu Yoshihiro, Japanese samurai and warlord. He died in 1619. That's good to know. Let's get into someone. Let's see if we can figure one person whose birthday is today that we might recognize. Still no. Now, other than mine, Zigzag's birthday, August 21st. 19-something-something. Phil Moore. Not really seen anybody famous. Frank Berry, anybody heard? Wilt Chamberlain. Wilt the Stilt. Kenny Rogers. All right, that explains so much. Why, probably explains why I love Dolly Parton's huge titties. You think? Maybe it does. Where is Larufa? Let's see, who else has a birthday today? The trampy whore from Sex and the City, Kim Cattrall. She was also in Mannequin, I did not know that, and Star Trek VI. Did anybody know that? Jim McMahon. Me and Jim McMahon share the birthday. That's pretty damn cool. Except Jim McMahon's 10 years older than me. You do the math. Let's see. King Mohammed VI of Morocco. That's interesting. Me and the guy from System of a Down share a birthday. What do you know about that? That's kind of exciting. Who else? Uh-oh. I think we went through all the famous people that I share a birthday with. I'm not seeing anyone else that I recognize here. Brody Jenner. Not that that's very impressive. Kind of hard to figure when they get into people who were born in 1996 and we share a birthday and somehow they're famous. And they're what, 10 years old? 12, not even, 8 years old. Let's give a shout out to Jemiah Simone Nash, American singer and actress. She was born in 1996. And apparently she's famous. Hayden Panettiere, we share a birthday. She was on One Life to Live. I used to watch that. So obviously we are kindred spirits. Don't know what's going on with the Roofinator. Let's check in. He's offline with voice messaging. That's not good. But hopefully he's getting shit worked out there on his end. In the meantime, feel free to call me, 646-478-0616, and tell me what to have an awesome fucking birthday. Tripper, call me. Tripper. Dolly Wom, call in. We got some dead air going. I'm about to do a prankster on my boy Oni, see what he's up to. Going to do 30 seconds with Oni. Most absurd questions that you can ask someone. Let's look up a list of absurd questions that we could ask somebody. Sorry I keep choking, but I'm trying to smoke this fucking joint because I've just had one of those fucking days. Anybody else have one of those days? You had one of those days, call me. 646-478-0616. Love to hear from you. I hope I'm on. If you can hear me, let me know. Oh, that was a good hit. I finally had a good hit. So, let's see. Let's see. Let's see. Let's see, awkward questions to ask people. I know, a lot of quiet time on here. I can't really type and smoke this joint and talk on the radio and think about how awesome my birthday is all in one fell swoop. But I'm trying, people, I'm trying. Call in if you have a weird number you'd like to hear me, or weird number, weird question you'd like me to ask somebody. Let's see. If you were a worm, how long would you be? That's a good one. Is your middle finger longer than your ring finger? Yeah, isn't just about everybody's in the whole fucking world? I would think so. Explain relativity. I don't think anyone could probably do that. Let's call in. Let's call my boy Oni. See what he's up to. He won't even answer. I bet he won't answer. But let's do it anyway. Let's do this. 30 seconds with Oni. That's what we're going to call this. 30 seconds with Oni. Here we go.
Hello?
Tony, what's up?
Not a lot, just watching Days of Our Lives.
All right, you catching up? What's Sammy up to? I thought they were writing Sammy off. How is she still on that show?
I don't know.
I mean, right? Didn't they fire her and then that was it?
I think she's getting ready to quit, but I don't know. How are you going to get her? She's probably going to end up getting killed like that.
She's like herpes. She just won't go away. She leaves for a little while, but won't go away. Hey, got a little thing for you, Oni, here. You're actually live on the radio show, and I can't get – Cliff's having some trouble getting through, so I want to do a thing we're going to call 30 Seconds with Oni. Are you up for that? It's just going to ask you some weird questions, Oni. Nothing – here's one of the questions, all right? Name a word that rhymes with pest. I'm not trying to trick you, Oni. With test.
Test. Test. Test. No, I don't want to be on the radio.
Oh, Oni. Test. Just, okay. All right.
Thank you. Thank you.